it's a job that just suits me. A window cleaner you would be if you can see what I can see when I'm cleaning windows.
Spring cleaning is the topic for today's show and broadcast right here at Rosie on the House. We've covered a lot of points so far. Let me cover one more. It's one that a lot of Arizona homeowners do absolutely completely wrong. It's storing and disposing hazardous materials. And when I'm talking about hazardous materials, I'm talking about paints, I'm talking about varnishes, I'm talking about fuels, I'm talking about fuel additives, I'm talking about high toxic cleaners. And it is unbelievable to me how many people store those in the same closet that their air conditioning air handling cabin is. You're actually taking all the off-gassing of the hazardous material and just spreading it through all of your air conditioning coils, all of your ductwork, and all of your house. The cabinet that includes, or the closet that includes, your air handling cabinet should be as clean as the air that you want to breathe. So think about that. All right? Don't store anything in there that you don't want to stick your nose into. Now, the other thing homeowners do wrong is they dispose of this material improperly and incorrectly. There isn't a city or a county in Arizona that doesn't have on their website a protocol and a procedure for you to safely dispose of toxic hazardous materials. I'm talking batteries, car batteries. I'm talking about CFLs. I'm talking about paints and varnishes, toxic cleaners. You don't put those into your trash can. You do not put those in your recycle bin, and you do not pour them out in the back alley. So with that said, we've got several people that are on hold. Let's see if we get to Tom in Scottsdale. We're taking calls on anything about your house, home, castle, or cabin. Topic of the day is cleaning. Tom, how can we help you today, my friend?
Good morning, Rosie.
Good morning.
It's a pleasure to talk to you, and I have a question, maybe two-part.
Okay.
One is that everything in our house that is electrical is plugged into a surge protector before it has been connected into the wall. And sometimes some of these surge protectors have several things plugged into them. My wife has never been a good believer of that. They don't add to the decor of the house that they lay around on the floor. And we were recently encouraged to buy one for our air conditioning unit on the roof. And she said, that's the end. We don't want to do that. I'm wondering whether or not I'm doing things wrong. Should I have them or not? Are they a waste?
Tom, this is a great call, and there are going to be thousands of listening homeowners that are so thankful you called with this question. What I want you to do is I want you to stop depending on those surge protectors to protect the equipment of your home, if in fact that's why you're buying them. Protect your computer, your home theater, your home computer, and all of that stuff. It is much simpler, much safer, much more effective to buy whole house surge protection that your wife will never see because it's outside in the electric panel. It costs under $500, and it is the best insurance policy you can buy for protecting all of the electric motors and circuit boards inside your house. It does it to the air conditioner. It does it to the refrigerator. It does it to the big screen TV. It does it to the computer. It does it to the telephone.
Everything
plugged in. So get a hold of a bona fide Rosie certified electrician in your neighborhood, unless the IAC you're calling from Scottsdale, so you'd want to call Austin Electric or the Mighty Electricians and have them install whole house surge protection. Tom, it'll be the best thing you can do. There you go.
Want to sneak in another call?
And Mrs. Tom is going to be really, really happy Tom called. And so are all the other homeowners that don't realize the surge protection we're talking about. Actually, you rate surge protection in joules, okay? And joules and length of time. And those little surge protectors that you buy that are actually just extended strips that you plug about 8 appliances into can't shut down fast enough to truly control the surge from hitting the circuit board or the motor of whatever you're trying to protect.
And they're designed to take the hit, the strips are. So if you've got all these little strips around your computer and your electronics, just because it's taken the hit doesn't mean it stops working. So it could have blown out a long time
That's
ago,
right.
and you're still getting power. And it's the surge protector is already blown in it.
That's
There's
right.
no light or indicator on them that tell you when it's blown out.
That's a good point.
Whole house surge protection really is one of the things that I would encourage all homeowners. We don't remodel or build a home where we don't put a whole house surge protection on. It actually protects everything in the house. It's one of the best investments you can make. Absolutely one of the cheapest insurance policies you can buy. So thank you, Tom, for calling. I know his wife is happy. We appreciate it. Our topic today is spring cleaning. We're talking a lot about the things that you can oftentimes ignore or overlook or put off. And the more often you do that, the longer it goes between cleanings. Things around the house can get pretty darn nasty. We're talking about secret pockets, appliances, and areas of your home that can contain germs and bacteria and mold and dust mites and skin particles and cat hair and dog hair and pet hair and your hair. All these places we're going to get cleaned up today. But starting in the next hour, I'm going to bring in one of my favorite people in the entire state of Arizona, Mr. Marshall Trimble, and we're going to have a little bit of fun talking about my favorite subject, Arizona.
It's all right here at Rosie on the House, broadcasting live, Arizona State Fairgrounds, for the Maricopa County Home and Garden Show.
I said I was going to talk about the dirtiest inch in your house.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to make it real quick. That's not Marshall Trimble. Those are two different topics.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.